You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie. So great to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, too. This is our last session in Unit 19, so we're going to wrap it up. All right. I have an interesting question for us.
I'm ready. Maybe.
If spring had a flavor, what would it taste like to you?
Oh, man. Okay. So here's where I'm going to go with this. I don't eat like edible flowers. I mean, I think I would if they were on something really pretty and maybe with a lot of icing or something. But it's not like a standard. I'm not that adventurous. Right. Although, for a spring flavor, like I think it would need to be those like sweet, delicate spring flowers, like peonies or sweet pea, those things that you can only get for that really short window of time. And I only say that because I wanted those flowers in our summer wedding and was quickly told, no, those are only for spring. So I'm going to say,
I'm sorry.
I know. It was sad. They were beautiful, though, what we did have, but, you know. Beggars can't be choosers. So.
I think those are great.
Yeah.
Flavors.
Yeah.
I would go herbal, probably like lavender or thyme. Basil tastes like summer to me. I think it's just I'm growing basil at that point. I'm making lots of pesto. And so that's a summer herb for sure. But yeah, I think maybe some citrus, maybe a little bit of lemon.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A lemon lavender.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Interesting. Okay. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 19, Session 4, which is titled Jesus at the Temple. And this is coming from Luke chapter 2. We started in the New Testament a few weeks ago. During our time in this unit, we have learned about the birth of Jesus and how the shepherds rushed off to meet the newborn king. We also saw Jesus dedicated in the temple and learned that Simeon and Anna recognized and worshiped the newborn as the promised Messiah. Last week, we learned that the wise men followed a star to worship the new king of the Jews and that Joseph was warned to flee to safety in Egypt to escape King Herod. This week, we are continuing to follow Jesus as he grows up. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's Jesus came to earth to follow his father's plan. And for kids, it's Jesus came to earth to do his father's will. Let's talk through some areas that need a little extra prep or instructions. In younger preschool, there's an activity called Measure Kids. And if you don't have butcher paper, you can adapt this activity by measuring each child with yarn and then attaching the piece of tape with their name on it to take home. Or you could measure all of the kids and mark it on a whiteboard with their names attached and challenge the kids to line up from tallest to shortest. Help children understand that God made everyone different and that that's a good thing. He is a creative God. And so it's good that we are all different heights at all different times. In older preschool, there is an activity called Guess Which Hand, and you could adjust this to by putting the preschoolers into pairs and then play the game tournament style. I like the idea of having preschoolers in a tournament. That just sounds really adorable.
It sounds so fun and like it would be the best thing they've done all week. So
yes,
I think it's a great idea.
It does.
Those are great tips. Okay, so for our younger kids, we have an activity called Sticky Towers, which also sounds great or horrifying, depending on your view of fun.
True.
So if you want to make this more complex, what you could do is use a mixture of the really small, like mini marshmallows, regular size, or even jumbo marshmallows in the tower, which would be really fun.
That's true. There are so many different types of marshmallows out there now. You could really
and
have
colors.
Quite a variety.
I mean, you could, right. Yeah. This could be a whole thing. It'd be really fun.
It could. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. And as I was reading through this text, I was thinking that this might be a tricky story for kids who are learning the importance of obeying their parents. For that reason, I think it's important to emphasize that Jesus was not disobeying his earthly parents. He knew he was supposed to be in his heavenly Father's temple at that time. From a safety perspective, I think this can also be a good reminder to kids that Jesus was perfect, so he was not sinning in this story. However, it is important for the kids in our classes to always tell their parents where they are going, because that is a safe and respectful choice. And so I think this is going to be a good week to find a balance between helping kids see that Jesus was a kid and he was human like us, and also he never sinned, and helping them understand the differences between that.
Yeah, that's so good, Maggie. And it's also something that I think that kids can really relate to, because this is a type of command or a type of request from parents that they're given often, like not to stray, not to go here or there, and to let them know where they are. So I think it's going to really hit home for them. And really, it will be confusing and feeling like, wait, Jesus was told to be here and he went somewhere else. So it's important that we stick really close to the text here. And just don't make assumptions about Jesus's motives or maybe what he was encouraged to do by his parents, but instead that this is something that is not disobedience, but it's just important that we convey that this is Jesus following the will of his Father. Like, he's doing what he knows is the good and right thing to do. And so as our story point reminds us, he came to earth to do the will of his Father, and he's doing that very thing. And so his presence in the temple was honoring to God the Father, and then it aligned with its earthly ministry, which would have then been honoring to his earthly parents as well.
It's a really good connection. Thanks for that, Corey. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.